Hello, hello, hello. This is Mary DeMuth of Pray Every Day and the Pray Every Day Show, where I pray through scripture verse by verse. And today is World Wednesday, so I am super excited about having another language being prayed over the airwaves. What a cool thing. If you would like to help contribute to that and you speak another language, even if you're insecure about it, because I know that if I prayed in French, I would certainly be very insecure about that. My French is definitely okay for ordering in a restaurant, but not okay with expressing my heart. So I understand that fear, but I would sure love to hear your prayers in another language. So you go to marydemuth.com. In the upper right-hand side corner, you'll see this little microphone, and you click it, and then you would just go ahead and record. Say your name, where you're praying from, what language you're praying in, and then go ahead and pray. You can either pray the Lord's Prayer, which is simple. You can actually read it from your Bible, or you can pray a spontaneous prayer. And I'll receive that and place that on a World Wednesday. So thank you ahead of time for doing that. And hopefully there will be a World Wednesday. At the time of me recording this, I don't have one. So we'll see. So at the end, listen up and see if there's someone there. Okay, so we are going through all these relational verses in during September, October, and a little bit of November. And these are based on the Seven Deadly Friendships, the book that released a couple weeks ago. And this is from 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB. And it says this: "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape, so that you are able to bear it." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this hallmark verse, this landmark verse, this stand on a rock verse. So many of us memorized it in Navigators or Awanas, or just in hearing it so many times, we've memorized it. And so, Lord, thank you what this verse does not mean, because I think there's been some confusion about it. Some have taken this verse out of context to say that God won't put us through more than we can bear. But that's not what the verbiage says. It says no temptation has overtaken you except which is common to man. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. So, in other words, this is not about having a hard life circumstances. This is about temptation. Because so many times, especially we see throughout the life of Paul, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 is a really good example where he begs you, Lord, and you know this because you wrote the Bible, Lord, but he begs you that you would take away a thorn, which is tormenting him. The word tormenting is a big word. That is a hard verb. And you say no. You say, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. And so this verse is not talking about that you're going to give us an easy life, or you're obligated to give us an easy life. You will be with us in the hard times. Jesus also said that we're going to have trouble in this world, but take heart, He has overcome the world. So Lord, thank you for all of those reminders. And that was a lot of caveats before I really got into the meat of this prayer, which is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Lord, open our eyes to the temptations around us. Help us to flee them, to run away, to turn around. Thank you that you always do provide a way of escape. We pray for those friends in our lives who are tempting us to do things that would cause us not to love you, would cause us to run away from you, would cause us to doubt your goodness. So Lord, help us to reevaluate those friendships in light, or those relationships, our family members, in light of this scripture, that we don't want to deeply associate with people who constantly lead us down a terrible path. And Lord, you are gracious. You do provide a way out. And I look back on my life and I think, wow, I'm astounded. I'm astounded at how many ways you have rescued me. And I'm also sad that there are times where I have given in definitely and I have to ask for your forgiveness. Lord, I pray for those with regret today hearing this prayer and they're like, yeah, I saw the way of escape, but I did not take it. Lord, thank you that your grace is sufficient. Your power is made perfect, not in our strength, not in our ability to believe or follow or obey, but in our ability to love you. You love us even though we're weak, and you are strong in our weakness, because when we are weak, we know we need you. So we acknowledge right now that we need you. We can't overcome temptation in our own wherewithal. We need you. We love you. We glorify you. And today, as it's a brand new, pristine day before us, no mistakes in it, we ask for your strength to escape temptation. I pray all of this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And a huge thank you to Leanne Culshaw Ewart, I hope I said that right, Leanne, who is a new patron to the Restory Show, the Pray Every Day Show. Thank you so much. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And I'm just so grateful for all of those patrons. There's over 70 of them now, I believe. And thank you for believing in the show, for helping it get out into the world, and for paying for all those engineering expenses that are incurred as we do this. So thank you so much, and I hope you all have a beautiful day where you overcome those temptations through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Daniel Orozco, and I'm going to be reading to you in Spanish. Hello, buenos días. Mi nombre es Daniel Orozco, y voy a leerles en español. Esto es de Mateo, capítulo 28, versículo 16 al 20, después de que Jesucristo resucita, se encuentra de nuevo con sus discípulos, y esto dice: los 11 discípulos fueron a Galilea, a la montaña que Jesús les había indicado. Cuando lo vieron, lo adoraron, pero algunos dudaban. Jesús se acercó entonces a ellos y les dijo: se me ha dado toda la autoridad en el cielo y en la tierra, por lo tanto vayan y hagan discípulos de todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre y del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, enseñándoles a obedecer todo lo que les he mandado a ustedes, y les aseguro que estaré con ustedes siempre hasta el fin del mundo. Este es un mensaje, un mandato que Él nos da. Él vino y murió por nosotros, y lo único que nos pide es que hagamos eso. También nos dejó dos mandamientos, dos puntos principales que debemos considerar. Uno era el amar a Dios sobre todas las cosas, y el segundo, el amar a nuestros semejantes como nos amamos a nosotros mismos. Quisiera hacer una pequeña oración por todos nosotros. Señor, te pido que nos ayudes, nos abras el corazón para poder dejar esos odios de las mañanas, los corajes, las envidias, que nos enseñes a realmente tener ese amor por los demás, por nuestros vecinos, por los que la gente con la que trabajamos, por la gente con la que se nos atraviesa con el carro, que nos enseñes y nos des la paciencia para poder respetar a todos nuestros semejantes. Te pido de todo corazón que ayudes a estas personas que están escuchando el día de hoy tu mensaje, para que también ellos les des paciencia y les enseñes a amar a sus semejantes. Así podremos cumplir la misión que nos has dado como cristianos, el poder dar a conocer tus palabras, tu ejemplo a seguir, para que estés con nosotros hasta el fin del mundo. En tu nombre, Jesús, te pido y te pedimos. Amén.